So, Chain Gang, we're going to play a game with you all called Fact or Fiction. The thing is, we're going to tell you a fact or we're going to give you something fiction about one of us. And you have to, one, tell us if it's fact or fiction. Two, tell us which one it is. Either it was Miss Allure or Major Key. So, one of us have been in jail for over 2 days. So, do you think it was a fact or fiction?
Or was it Major Key?
Or was it Miss Allure? And if you watch the whole show, we will tell you at the end of the show. Happy guessing. So.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, man. What's going on?
Sleepy.
Every time I talk to you, you sleepy, fam.
Well, I just ate. I caught the itis.
What you eat?
Some shrimp pasta.
That sounds good.
Yeah, no.
I don't mess with shrimp, though. Caught roaches at the sea.
Oh, here you go.
See. Well, you know.
I guess since you're a fitness guy, you go.
Oh, well, you know, I try to do what I can. You know,
you're
going to
keep
can.
On talking about that. So I got a question for you.
What's up?
How you feel about Julia Roberts being asked to play Harriet Tubman?
What's going on, people? That's how I feel about it.
No, seriously, like, oh, I didn't even read the whole article because I was too annoyed to read it, but it's annoying because I'm just trying to, that's not stating the obvious.
Well, I was just about to state the obvious. I mean, it's not, come on now, like, come on, son. You know, I was like, that's not. That's,
I said of all people, they said Julia Roberts. I'm like flabbergasted.
I don't even see how that would even translate at all. Like, who was like, you know what, Julia Roberts?
You hear me? Like, seriously. So let me find out they finna do the blackface though. I'm just being real.
No, that movie would have flopped so hard.
I mean,
as soon as the trailer would have came on. You've heard the legend, you've heard the story.
Like, seriously,
starring Julia Roberts. Oh, this may be good. Harriet Tubman. The fuck?
Right, like, everybody getting up out that theater and walking clean the fuck out. Like, I mean, I'm just being real. Like, who, is it not diverse in a production team? Like, I'm confused.
The production team is never diverse. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they've been trying to downplay us for years.
For
though.
Years. And it's like, why even suggest Julia? Why? Like,
right, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said, like, it catch you off guard because, like,
he finna get a lot of flack for this. Like, that's yeah, dumb. They, like,
that's, first of all, she can't even play light skin.
Right, fact. She that white.
Like, seriously though, she's like a pale white. So I'm just
she's
yeah.
She's from Slavonia, where they make white people out of a factory. They call it OD. Ooh, oh, what's that? Man, what's that? Man, what's that? They call it O-D-D-C. Hey, what that stand for? Tell them what that stand for. That's off the chain. It off the chain. Everything, it be off the chain. It's off the chain. What she talk about be off the chain. It's off the chain. It's off the chain. You know the name, Miss Allure. Gonna run the game. What's up, Chain Gang? It's your host, Miss Allure. She got Major Key.
You now tuned in to Off the Chain Podcast. Y'all see this nonsense we've been going through in the media.
Listen. Done. You feel me?
Like,
completely done.
They don't even deserve any type of media right now. Like,
completely done with Hollywood. I'm done.
Until you tell me, of all people, why Julia Roberts is, like, white. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, they would have had no choice but to do the blackface, first of all. How was they going to make her nappy? Like, I'm just...
I mean, granted, there's a lot of ways to, like, the way
that.
Cinema
I'm
is
being
set up.
Funny, but
I'm telling you, but still, like, it's dumb. Dumb.
I'm just.
If anybody in Hollywood see this,
we need
dumb.
Answers.
Dumb.
I need an explanation. Like,
I mean, I ever get
as
hired
of yesterday.
By y'all, that's dumb.
Yeah, as of yesterday, I need some type of explanation because.
That's when you found out?
No, I found out today, I think it was.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, okay.
But my point being is, like, I'm sure when people first saw that, they was like, okay, sir, we need answers. Like, this don't even make sense. Yeah, I was annoyed, so I didn't really read the whole article, but
I would have stopped at Julia Roberts, Harriet Tubman. I would have stopped. I was like, just keep
like them two don't even go together. I could see her being a slave owner or something, but to actually play Harriet, like, come on. Like,
and so, you know what? A lot of people was giving Leonardo DiCaprio in Django.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Been, like, you know what? First of all, Leo's one of my favorite white actors. Let's start there. He's one of not actors, but white actors. Yeah, one of my Caucasian brothers. Leo's invited to the cookout. Okay. That's one of the white boys that's invited.
I like
Leonardo
DiCaprio.
Yeah, like he played a good slave. I would not mind being his slave.
Oh God,
what? I'm just saying, if Leonardo DiCaprio,
elaborate on that. What?
I know, because I know a lot of black people watching. It's like, see, nigga, you set us back 15,000 years with that one statement. Let me explain to you what I mean by that. Is that he seems like the one that actually? I mean, okay, obviously slavery's bad. Come on, people, duh. But what I'm saying is, you know, you had some slave masters that really took care of their people. You had some of them that was beating them for no reason, just for being black. But you had the ones that was like, yo, yes, they own you, but you're going to do all this work. But they took decent care of you. It wasn't the best care, obviously. You're a slave.
True.
But it was better than most.
From seeing the movie, right, I get where you're going.
Yeah, like, because from where he came from to where he ended up, you know, at Candyland, I think is what it was called. Now, who set us back 1,500 years was... That's a nigga on a nag.
You heard me?
Fam. Oh, that's who set us back.
Hey, man. But that was actually a pretty good movie.
That was a dope-ass movie. Jamie Foxx, shout out. That's family. That's actually
Dallas native. Like, he dope.
Yeah.
I like him.
Shout out to Terrell, Texas, baby.
Oh, Lord. He sure is from Terrell.
Yeah, that's family. That's blood. Literally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I need a check, fam.
You listen, Jamie Foxx.
I need a check, fam.
But it's free promotion.
Right. Still supporting. You feel me? No.
This is the shit I gotta do. Listen, ask the ass anywhere.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm here to bring the male perspective to this podcast because you all had to sit here and deal with.
Watch it, tread lightly.
Miss Allure and all her fabulousness. But it's only a woman's point of view. You feel me? So now, you know, you get the same topics, the same energy, and now you get my point of view, the male. So males, fellas, I got you.
Oh God,
got you.
No, I do have a question though, because I know we had a conversation about this. But do you think good sex keeps a man or a woman in a relationship?
It depends. Like, okay, so would good sex keep a man around?
Yeah. I know as far as a woman.
It wouldn't keep a man around. I'm going to tell you why.
Let's hear it.
So for a man, all right, so it's gonna keep him intrigued in the beginning.
Right.
It's going to be like, oh, wow, like, okay, if you're doing something that he ain't had ever or hasn't had in a minute.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be like, phenomenal, right?
Everything's good and
everything's good, shiny and new, and you know the relationship's going well. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't getting no arguments. The sex is great. It's like everything's on point, right? But after that, 6 months, 8 months,
shit, some of them don't wait that long.
A year. It's like, okay, we still. I mean, it's still good, but it's repetitive. So after a while, we looking for the new. After a while, okay, what else are you bringing to the table? That's for men. That's for men. And even then, the problem is women, the pussy is powerful, obviously. But, the power of the pee. But listen, damn, I give him go to showers. That's not the point. The point is, that even though it's powerful, women rely too much on it.
agree with
that. It's like, what else are you bringing to the table? Like I said the other time, like, you got to show me something different. Like, I need to see you change the oil on my car. I need to see you,
So she got to do some
something. Keep me interested. You know what I'm saying? Because after a while, the sex for men, it's like, okay, what's crazy is they'll go get another woman, right?
Right.
Won't do half the stuff that they women are doing or used to do, because some of them don't do the stuff when they first do.
That's true.
Man, we'll get to that. But they'll go find another woman, but just because it's new, it's that chase. It's the thrill of that chase. You know what I'm saying?
I can see that.
So that's why men gravitate towards, you know, these other women, because, you know, the whole work wife or the whole mistress on the side, because now they're wondering, like, I wonder what she
We're going to pedal back on that one, because I asked her a question about that.
Yeah.
But keep going.
But so, the thing is, like, women will start off with the, you know, sucking it from the back and, you know, doing all the extra. And then after a while, it's like, okay, nigga, here. Like, it's just, it gets lazy.
Would you say that sex is a major part of a relationship? 80%.
80%.
Okay. For females, and see, I have to take myself out of the equation because I can only speak for me. But I believe I kind of speak for the majority of the women when I say, like, I guess because I've done it before. Good D sometimes will have you in situations.
I mean,
in a situationship that you don't really need to be in. And it's unfortunate, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
See, with women, when we cheat or we decide to leave a relationship, it's always for emotional reasons.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like I tell people, we leave mentally before we leave physically. And that's like the truth. Because we will stay there. I don't care how much I can say I'm done with you. In my head, I know I'm done with you. I don't want nothing else, X, Y, Z. But if we have kids together, or maybe because I, you know, love you, and again, sex good, you know, for some women, they're going to stay in that situation until, like you said, it becomes repetitive and they just kind of finally be like, look, I ain't gonna deal with this shit no more. But it's unfortunate because it's like for women, I would say yes in some situations. Now, I'm kind of 50-50 because...
Okay. So here
it depends on the woman, I should say.
So, I mean, in a man the same way, like, good pussy will have a man commit.
To the wrong female.
Like, so, yeah, it will have him commit, but it won't make him stay.
True.
It will make him commit early. So that's the difference. It'll make women stay, but it'll make men commit sooner than they're supposed to.
So, why is that, though?
Because when we get some good, if we realize that, okay, she's down for whatever, whenever, wherever, like, yo, I'm going to make sure that no other nigga gets this.
And the sad thing is, y'all niggas really do that shit.
Facts. Wait a minute, y'all.
Sad. Yeah.
See how she threw me in there that fast? And I wasn't even ready. See how she threw me in there? And I was like,
ready. You were ready for that one.
See?
No.
Oh, man.
But why, though? Why not just be 100 from the beginning?
Because...
I'm just being real.
Oh, you're going to open up a whole can of worms. So,
well, I'm just being real.
Like, it's a mental thing. So... this is gonna start.
Because I really want to know, like, if
men have been, especially black men, have been degraded and downgraded so much by women, especially women of color, that now we feel like we have to say these things, because when we keep it real with you, all of a sudden it's an issue, it's a problem. We are hoe, we are this, we are that. So, you know, we are creep, we this, we that. So you label us so fast. So it's like, yo, I gotta put on this knight in shining armor, this facade, because if I come at you real, you're gonna put me in the shade room. So I was like, nah, I gotta be this facade.
But what's sad about that is, that's true for some women. That really is
true.
Like, some women, they can't handle the truth. They say they can, but they can't. Me personally, I'm one of them. Tell me what you want up front. True, I may not be down for it, but you still gave me an option to choose to be around it or not.
Fuck the options. We're going for every chance we can get.
But my thing is, so when y'all commit to that wrong person, it's just like, instead of leaving a relationship, why do y'all still manage to cheat? I know that you say y'all wasn't mentally, emotionally, none of that stuff like that, but the sex so good, if y'all getting everything that y'all want, why still go to that other female, or just leave the situation?
Because, alright, so this is what happens, right? Like I said, men commit too early.
Right.
Alright, so...
Some do.
Some
of y'all got commitment issues.
Man. Look, so, but the biggest thing is that So for men that commit too early, right? They're in this commitment. Now they made this woman feel good. He didn't overcommit. He didn't sold her this dream.
Right.
And now he's portraying this thing. So in return, now the woman is doing wifely things. She's cooking. She's cleaning. She's doing this. She's doing that. She's calling, checking up on him. So now he done got hella comfortable. But now he know he got to keep up this facade. You know what I'm saying? So
right, but for how long? Because some they get tired.
Some of them get tired. So long. Exactly. So that in turn comes into the... So to answer your question is, why do men cheat? Is because now they're doing these wifely things. They get used to it. But again, the sex declines. Is she not doing the freaky things that she was doing in the beginning? Right. So now it's like, okay, the sex may not be as good as it was in the beginning, but now I'm getting all these perks. Now I got somewhere to lay my head.
She for free, probably.
Probably for free. Now, you know, I got in-house pussy. It may not be as freaky, but I know 9 times out of 10, she's willing to give it to me. She's cooking. She's cleaning. She's calling, checking up on me. So it's like you're trading off the sex and you're getting the wife now. And so, but like men, they miss that thrill of the sex. So it's like,
instead of having a conversation, you just say fuck it and just go find something new.
Well, that's because the conversation never really goes well. Because when we have the conversation, hey, babe, you know, we don't really do it. Like, you remember the time, like, we used to hop in the car?
Start reminiscing, like, yeah, like, you know, back.
Yeah, like, you used to suck my dick while we was going down the highway. You don't do that no more. Not. And you know what happens when we do that? I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm whoop the whoop, and I'm blah, 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 blah.
Why do we always have to be so combative? Y'all make it seem like we just because so combative you all are. The time.
Because y'all are, and again, we can't speak personally. I don't know what you do, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying from experience is that when it comes to, and we often often open up a whole can of worms with you on this one, when it comes to the women of color, it's a...
See how my face just changed.
Man, yeah, I know I'm finna get it, but when it comes to women of color, that's usually what happens. Usually, and I'm not saying this to every woman of color, ladies. Okay. I'm not saying it's not every woman of color, but for the most part, it's... because that you all are so combative. And so, don't smack me, when a man of color, black man, African American brothers, go get them a white girl, it's always, oh, you gonna sell out for a white girl.
Back on the plane.
And I'm saying, like, because a white woman is not so combative, and then y'all like, oh, you can't handle a strong black woman. It's not about you being strong, boo-boo, it's about you not learning how to be submissive. And even in the good book, it says, be submissive unto me.
See, there you go. Now, see, you almost, boy, he almost caught a two-piece and a biscuit.
I told you she violent. I'm trying to tell y'all.
So.
Bullying. See, I told you.
What? Wait one damn minute. First of all, y'all men need to be worth something being submissive to, though. Like, what a... First of all, y'all supposed to lead us.
Okay.
Half y'all don't even know what direction y'all going in.
Okay.
So my thing is, what are you leading? Like, what am I following? Where are you leading me to? You could be leading me right into destruction.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough. So here's the thing then. Here's the thing. Just like you said, how come the man doesn't open up and have a conversation? How come you women don't come and say, hey, you know what? What's the plan? Where are we going?
I can't speak for all of them, because some of them probably don't.
Yeah.
But for the most part, us grown women, we actually do, and y'all still don't fix the issue, though.
Okay, then
at what point, then you
dissolve the relationship.
And I was just going to say, but again, like I just said, if this with women, we can sit there and voice that all the time, but I can kid you not, I was one of them back in the day. You would find a woman that's like, but I love him. You know what I'm saying?
But this is the rumor.
I'm just being real.
And this is the thing that's going around, especially nowadays. And so I'm glad that I'm breaking this trend, fellas. But it's like, if you got a man that's providing great dick, and so the stigma is that he's broke. He's providing good dick because he needs a place to stay. They saying that rich dick is lazy dick.
Hey, you know,
that's because he know, like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give you this lazy dick because I know I'm going to go buy you a Birkin bag tomorrow. So it's like, but the broke nigga, yo, I'm going to sling all 40 inches.
Because he trying to get half that check.
So he finna work you. He finna eat you for 45 minutes.
Oh my God. Wait one minute though. I'm laughing because, wait a minute. I was watching, what was that? I think it was The Breakfast Club. And I'm laughing. The baby was on there. It was. And that was the same thing. Angela Yee said the same thing. She was talking to the baby. And she was just like, they said rich dick is lazy dick. He don't talk about some man. I don't know what. He talks about, I don't know what nigga she been messing with. But he was just saying, we be tired. And I laughed because I said, that could be true.
Yeah. If we out here hustling, grinding, we bringing home the bag like a real bag. Not a 9-to-5 bag. Like a bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't got to work no more bag.
The same way y'all get y'all motherfucking energy to hop up on that stage and do whatever you do, you better have that same energy in the bedroom. You better act like you performing. Dead ass. Don't come in the bedroom, give me no half-ass shit. Some men get bored fast, it seems like. It seems like y'all don't... I don't know. Like, I don't... dating now is just...
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, so, like, you know, like I
nowadays,
you,
that's all y'all want. Pretty much.
I mean, a friend of mine, she was saying, like, she had sex with a guy. Like, she ain't just out here slutting it out, you know, but I ain't gonna say her name no way, but she ain't out here slutting it out. But what she told me is, like, you know, if she finds a guy interesting.
Okay.
And she starts to like him.
Okay.
She's not gonna wait the 30, 60, 90 days. She's gonna have sex with
him. First of all, who the fuck wait 30, 60, 90 days? I'm not saying you getting it on the first night, but I'm not about to do all... Okay, anyway, keep going.
I mean, but it's like, okay, if some women do that. Some women gonna wait. They're gonna wait it out. She's saying she's gonna have sex with that person as soon as possible because after men get it, especially like after the second and third time,
okay,
that's when the true colors start to come out. You know what I'm saying? That's when the real intentions start to come. You know what I'm saying? So, because before, yeah, he's going to do dates. He's going to do flowers.
Bring
flowers. Yeah, he's going to do all that.
Good morning, beautiful.
Right, all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, ain't nothing going to be straightforward. Everything's going to be a way to subdue the pussy. You got to subdue the pussy, okay? That's the game nowadays. So, now she's like, you know what? If I like him, I'm going to give him some. Go ahead and get it out the way. That way, he going to show me after that. Bam, so ladies... Ladies, give it up, okay? If you really want to know, what that man is about, stop the waiting.
I mean, give what works up for her may not work for everybody else.
I'm trying to hook you up on game. Take it from a fella.
I mean, I see where she's coming from. Don't get it twisted. I see, but again, like I said, what works for her may not work for every female. I guess I'm just at a point in time in my life where I'm just not on it. I'm just not. Like, that's just not my thing.
I mean, I feel you. Women are not comfortable being alone. A lot of women don't know how to be happy
by themselves.
They need attention.
That's true.
So if they don't get it from men, mm-hmm, they're gonna go hang out with their homegirls. You know what I'm saying? And allow those.
I actually have unfortunately, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I actually have a friend like that. Yeah. But she's open about it. She'll tell you that. She said she get depressed quickly, so she has to be around people.
But it's not that she has to. She's choosing to because she doesn't want to deal with that.
I mean, I know that, but I'm going to say, no, you don't. You know, I can't argue with her.
Right,
that's
right.
How she feels.
Right. So that's something that she's going to have to find out for herself.
True.
You know, that's one thing I did learn, that you can't force nobody to help. You got to allow them to go through whatever they need to go through to find that help themselves, because if you try to tell them, it's going to push them further and further away from that help. So you got to let them bump their head and figure it out on their own. You slowly guide them, but you don't pressure them to go to counseling or pressure them to look at their mistakes. You just be like, hey, this was a mistake. Acknowledge it when you please, but just let you know. But yeah, I feel like that's something as a friend that we all should do. You know, just be like, yo, I see you fucking up out here in these streets.
I mean, that's what real friends do. I mean, like when I was in my situation, or stigmatized as y'all like to call it, you know, my homegirl, she was one of them saying, you know, you deserve better XYZ. But I had to tell her, I was like, baby, I'm good. I was just like, I mean, it's convenient dick, it's in-house dick. I'm here until I move. That's just what it was. I mean, I'm just being real. I call myself being smart because, you know, we was living together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at that time, neither one of y'all going no motherfucking where with both y'all names.
Say, been there.
So, you know what I mean? You kind of stuck mode until, you know, to ride that situation on out. But it's unfortunate, though. But I have seen a few people actually be stuck in certain relationships because of the sex. And I think it's silly to me. Because I don't think it's worth it. Now I don't. Back then, yeah. Now I'm like, listen, I'm in my bag. We on crunch time. And if you can't do what I'm doing or be ambitious or have something going for yourself, we can't have no conversation. So it's just like, if you met a female and mm-hmm. she just had like you was just so infatuated with her, but she had, like, no drive. Eventually, this is what you found out. Like, she has no drive. Mm-hmm. Don't know what she want to do with her life. Seems like she just all over the place.
Ain't gonna work. Ain't gonna work. Not at all. The reason why it won't work.
You said that too, but ain't gonna work.
Ain't gonna work. Hell no. Because at the end of the day, your laziness and your non-drive is going to bring me down to
your
level.
But she's fine, though. That's Big Booty Judy.
Anybody that I come in contact with, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, a business partnership, whatever level it is, if you involve yourself in me, I'm going to make sure that you level up in some type of way. May not be financial. Maybe it's mental. Maybe it's spiritual. But anytime you're around me, I'm going to make sure, try my best that I level you up in some type of way. That way, no matter what happens between me and your relationship, no matter if we kicking it, you my homeboy, and I fucked your mama. Yeah, you mad as fuck at me, but at the end of the day, I helped you build your credit score. You have no choice but to respect me.
Oh,
call me Dad.
Oh my God, you is crazy.
Call me Step Papa. You understand? Respect me.
Boy, shut up.
No, but seriously, like, I had that type of situation where me and this chick was talking, and I leveled her up big time. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, emotionally, financially, I leveled her up majorly. And we didn't work out. And she was bad-mouthing me, basically. And before I even said anything, people around her, our own friends, was telling her, no, you put some respect on that man's name, because before him, you was this, this, and this, and this. Now look at you. You got this. You got this. You doing this now. You doing this.
But why is that with men and women, though? Why is it that the moment we get mad at somebody that we once loved or we was with, dated, whatever the case, that's the first thing we do?
Oh, bash them?
Yeah.
Because you hurt.
I get, again, I guess because I'm thinking about myself. But I don't do that. Like I said, I've done that one time. I've done that because it was something that he did that just took me there. But to just do that to every, I just don't see that. You love that person at one point.
Right, but at the end of the day, so this is something that I learned. Like, love doesn't last. Love does not last. I don't care how long you've been together. Love is a temporary thing that comes and goes. So people that have been married 20, 30, 40 plus years, do not let them sit there and tell you they've been in love all those years. No, they want to choke each other in year 4, okay, and year 16. All right, so Don't let them fool you. Love comes and goes, but you gotta have something else to stand on other than love, other than sex, other than the finances.
To have longevity.
So it's not the love that matters. It's like, okay, what's underneath that? What's underneath all that social media? Oh, we so in love and we this, we taking
trips.
Behind closed doors. Yeah, like what is that like?
Boxing match.
Right. Like what is that like? So that's why at the end of the day, yeah, you're going to be hurt in the beginning. Obviously, that's something, especially. Right. But at the end of the day, you got to say, once the relationship is done, you have to look back. And this is how you justify if you need to be mad or not.
To see what either one of y'all could have done better, honestly, in my
opinion.
Or that.
Or like, for me, I look back and say, okay, did this person better me? In what way did they better me?
Oh, okay.
And if I can't answer that or with a clear answer, that was a waste of my time. And so, even if you're in relationships, fellas, ladies, you're 6 months in, go back 6 months.
You have to put it this way. Either one of y'all need to add to each other.
Right.
Period.
Yeah, that's what I said.
If some people don't understand. It's almost like a bank.
You got to invest.
I said that. You got to deposit. If you just sit here making withdrawals from my life and I'm doing nothing but depositing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
making
not fair.
Yeah, you gotta be able to pour into and get poured in.
Yes.
To.
Like I said, you have to kind of mesh well with each other. Like I said, if we're not equally yoked, I can't do it. That's why I'm single.
Come
I can't
on.
Do it.
Come on, Bible verse. Shut up. Gotta be equally yoked.
You
with
I
each
cannot
other.
Take you. Right. No, but I'm real talk though. I'm just saying, like, I don't understand that now, like I said, sex is not a big thing for me right now. It's just not important. But for some people, it's big thing. Don't get, if I am in a relationship or if I'm dating somebody and I am intrigued with you, I'm really feeling you, of course my sex drive is going to be high. Just because I said I'm not into sex like that don't mean I don't have a high sex drive. You know what I'm saying? I do. I love sex, believe it or not. But that's not my main focus, so therefore it's not like it's something that I have to keep me interested or something I have to go on with my day. You have some people that literally have to have sex. Like, I can't do it.
I had a
I'm okay with it. Like, if I don't get it, I don't get it. That's what they make toys for.
See, there you go with the toys. See, I'm telling you, ladies get all the good stuff. Free before 11. Niggas, $55. All the toys. We buy a toy. We perverts. Free drinks. Niggas buying them stuff.
Who run the world, girls?
Listen, I'm trying to tell you.
We run this mother.
Listen. I was dating this chick. She was so cold with it. She will walk in with me. Everybody see her when she danced with me the whole night. She will go make a lap. Go get two or three drinks from two or three different niggas. Come back and bring me half. Then all these men seen her do this. Make another lap and they still buying her drinks. Women are cold.
They don't care.
And men don't give up. So I'm like, yo.
They really don't. Because they thinking in their head like, oh shit, she with that nigga, but she over here talking to me. You know what I'm saying?
And y'all fellas still buying them drinks. Stop being dumb.
No, listen. Don't listen to him. Don't be this guy. Buy us drinks.
I'm not buying you a god. Listen.
I'ma buy you a drink.
Buy you a water. You look thirsty, baby. Here, drink some water. Look behind.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
Drink some water.
Great. Because mm-hmm. Y'all can't go in there and pull women like that.
I can.
That's gonna be for another time, huh? Because you was gonna say something.
Listen. See. I wanna take this time to shout out Alina's Collection. She's sponsoring this amazing episode here with Off the Chain Podcast. Got some amazing bracelets, dope t-shirts. Any customizable wear that you want to get, shout out to Alina's Collection by our own Miss Allure. So, I want to take the time out. Shout out to our sponsor.
Make sure you follow me too on Instagram, well, all social media platforms at Helena's Collection, Helena's Collection. And then you can visit my website at www.helenascollection.com.
And spin that bag. You feel me? Spin that bag. All right? So we can get better equipment in here. Make better podcasts for you all. We know you love us. We love you too.
I'm laughing. This is the time. He's so damn goofy. You can't even have a straight face when you talk to him.
This is me. So,
all day.
Last question. I got a question for you. You ready?
Maybe. I got an answer. Go ahead.
You got an answer.
I got an answer.
All right. You only can choose three.
Oh, shit.
You only can choose three, okay?
Okay.
Good dick. Good head. Good credit. Good job. Not good. Great job.
Oh, God.
Believes in God. You can only pick three.
What?
You can only pick three.
So, wait a minute, you said believes in God, good dick, great job, good credit, good head. Okay, so can I do believes in God,
okay.
Good credit, and good head? Because I'm just saying, I mean, what?
That's a good answer. But then now you mean that, but now that means horrible dick.
I know,
horrible
right?
Dick game, and he broke.
Damn. I know, right?
So you can deal with that?
That's oh, you was talking about for the man? Like, you was just saying, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's for your man.
Oh, for my, I'll say, well, okay, let me take that back.
your three.
Well, I was.
He got an 840 credit score, but he broke.
Okay, I can help him flip that, though. I'm not gonna say it's gonna be my husband though, but we can make it work. If he got a great credit score, trust me, we can make that work.
All right.
We can make that work. Cause then he can co-sign on my shit if my shit ain't right.
See how fast they turn into users? I told you.
Oh shit. Go. I'm just being real. I'm just like shit. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, if I had to choose and if those were like my
go options. Get you a Bethany, fellas. Go get you a Bethany. She won't use you.
Right. Yeah, we can fix that real quick. Go ahead and co-sign on some shit real quick so I can go ahead and flip that for you. What? But I mean, he can still do that though, because even he can do that. He got a good credit score. They can get you any damn thing. You can go and take out a loan.
Yeah, you got one for me?
Yeah.
You got something for me?
Let's see. I guess I'll give you the same ones.
Okay.
Because I can't think of like nothing else that's like really.
Okay.
Traumatic or something just out the wall.
Okay, so same five.
Let me see.
obviously take the dick thing out.
Of course. So, can I say, let's not state the obvious, you know. Or what they used to say, no homo. Well,
you got to state the obvious nowadays.
You know what? Yeah, because you're right. So, let's see. Good pussy.
Uh-huh.
Good credit.
Okay.
Like you said, great job. Mm-hmm. Believes in God. Uh-huh. And what was the other one?
Did you say that one already?
I may have. Let's see.
Okay. Say it again. What's the list? Good pussy. Great credit.
Great
job. Mm-hmm. Believes in God.
Oh, yeah, and great hit. I did say that. You're right. So I asked you to
say? I'm going believe in God.
Well, not your
devil. I got it.
Like, right, see? You know what I'm saying? Gotta think about
it. No, because I'm trying to think what I can and can't say on camera.
So you can say whatever, because.
Like, so for me, head is essential. But don't have to be great, so I gotta go with good pussy.
Okay.
Cause like I don't come from head, so I need that pussy to be A1.
Okay.
Alright, so that's that too, and then, you know what? Great job, like I'm talking.
So you wouldn't care if her credit was fucked up.
No, cause money rule the world.
Well, you're right.
Cash rules everything around me. You don't got to have credit. If you can go in there and be like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to go in there with 40 grand and be like, yo, I want that new Altima, you know what I'm saying? 40 grand cash. Who the fuck checking credit?
True. Okay.
Who checking credit? You know what I'm saying?
I can feel you on that.
So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, boom. That's how you beat that system. Fuck you.
I can feel that. That's true.
Uncle Sam can kiss my ass.
That's true, because you ain't never lying.
Ain't nobody checking credit. Money talks. You only need credit when you don't got money. You feel?
Yeah.
So I mean,
credit is important, but I feel you. That's true.
Where? When? when you making over 100K a year.
Okay.
When is credit important?
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Unless you not making that until you're 40, yeah, of course you need credit until you get there. But if you coming off in your late 20s, early 30s, making 100K, yeah, baby, fuck that credit. What's going on, Chain Gang? You got Major Key.
And Miss Allure.
And thank you for watching the Off the Chain podcast. Now, here's the answer to the fact or fiction question.
Okay, you guys, it was a fact, and it was me. In like 2011, I had some traffic tickets that my lawyer was supposed to have taken care of, and he did not do his job because he went out of town. Clearly, his vacation was more important. And I spent 3 days in jail.
She was locked up, they wouldn't let her out.
Oh, yeah, I had to spread the butt cheeks and everything. It was a mess. Cold shower and all. I literally didn't eat those 3 days because I was not about that bologna sandwich life. So, yeah.
Was it out here or back home?
It was back home in St. Louis, Missouri.
I heard they
jail. St. Louis
rough.
County Jail. I was in a tan jumpsuit with the khaki flip-flops. Like, no. I mean.
You was definitely somebody's girlfriend.
No.
In those three days.
I didn't talk to nobody, nothing like that. Even when we went to court, they had your ass chained up for real. Hands, fucking waist to your waist, and you had your feet. That's how you have to go in the court.
Chain gang. I got
you
it.
You heard me, chain gang.
I got it. I get it.
Like, literally. So, that was your answer. I bet y'all probably wouldn't expect it, though.
So, tune in next week to Off the Chain podcast. We'll see you later, Chain Gang.